time for the weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report with Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this beautiful thirsty Thursday morning?
Just getting drunk. That's it.
I want to join you.
Yep. It's, you know, I'm telling you, man, this Bailey's Irish Cream and, well, maybe I think I put coffee in there. But, yeah, it's really good stuff. And you know what's really good, and that's the weather. My goodness, how's this week been for you compared to last week?
This morning it's 58 degrees, Gary. It's just absolutely beautiful out there. Just perfect. Perfect. I'll take it.
I will, too. Now, the fishermen, you get to see them, a lot of them that's coming and going. What are you hearing? What are you seeing?
I'm from the regular guys, they're struggling. Water temperature is still 85 to 89. Mm. It's been tough. Guys have been catching some fish, but it's been a tough week. Seems like I all the pictures I posted up there were pictures of the guides catching some nice fish, taking people out. But the regular guys have been struggling. Few crappie here and there. You know, I heard guys came in, they said, oh, they caught six. Another one, they caught eight, you know, and it's been like that. It's been really tough.
Yeah. Yeah, well, electronics helps out a bunch. And, of course, the fish are deeper, you know. And that makes it hard on a lot of folks because a lot of people, and I was one, you know, fishing deep, you know, it was boring. You know, I want more action. I want more repetitive stuff. But if you'll just slow down and allow the baits to get down there where the fish are, you know, if you have the electronics, it really helps. Now, live scope, of course, is just, it's amazing. And, you know, that's how the guides are doing it right now. They've got the live scope, but their knowledge of the lake, they're able to, it's like turkey hunting in the fall. You know, a lot of people hate to turkey hunt in the fall because, it's no fun. That's no fun. If you ever do it and you're successful, it's the best ever. It's more fun, but you got to find them. You got to find the fish. And once you get on them, then anything can happen. But, you know, the largemouth, I'm still hearing that some folks are catching pretty good bass top water early morning and then, you know, towards right there at dark. And
absolutely, yeah. First thing in the morning, first light. Even before that, I got guys getting out there at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not getting light until a little after 6, you know, not sunrise, but light out there. And, they're chasing the bait fish, and a lot of guys said they were going up into the creeks and stuff and hitting some of those bluff walls,
mm-hmm.
Right where it drops off in there, and fish are coming up to feed and have been doing okay. Nothing spectacular, you know, like it's going to be in a few more weeks, but they've been fishing, you know. You got to work a little harder this time of year when the water temperature is like that.
Yeah, we're headed towards the transition. Where, like you said, it's really going to get good. But, you know, the catfishing still pretty good. Guys still doing good with the jugs and limb lines?
Yeah, absolutely. It's time of year for it. And I tell you what, the perch, the bluegill, oh, my gosh. I had some guys come down from up your neck of the woods up there. They came down, and mm-hmm. I think they caught 52 big hand size and some red ears in there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was
it's fun.
They were using some jigs and some red worms, and they just had a blast. I mean, they were out there a good 5 hours or so. I mean, they made a good morning of it, and they had live well full. And
it's so much fun. And I you know, so many guys, they go out there and they fish. They're gonna fish for the, you know, the more known species of fish. Not that bluegill perch is not known, but, you know, they're going to go for the bass. They're going to go for the crappie, you know, or the walleye and stripers. If they're not hitting, they just give up. And
yeah, but when you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You talk about good eating.
Oh, golly, gee, yeah. Yeah.
I think, personally, they're every bit as good as crappie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We need to have, like, a perch tournament.
Oh my. Yeah, that would be a bad. And this is the time of year for it, you know. It's warm out, water temperature's warm. you find right that shady spot, right where they would sun the shade in there, and then they were telling me they were just, I mean, biting like crazy. That's going to wear you out, two people. That's a lot of fish to bring in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you? How can they find you? And, you know, maybe they can book a weekend stay.
Yeah, you know, as the weather gets better here, it's going to, people will be out. Pretty soon we'll have the change, colors of leaves changing and stuff on the trees, and it's really beautiful to come down and take a look at that. But they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Take a look at that. Look at some of the pictures. And then, of course, always our website, thebuyerresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good holiday weekend. Enjoy a couple days off.
Right on. Bye-bye.